This is the Morning Mayhem with Howard Feldman and the team. The best start to your day.
We, of course, followed the riots back in July, especially in KwaZulu-Natal, very, very closely. We were bringing you all the latest information. What has followed there is obviously the need to rebuild. That's what happened straight after this type of thing. Most people, I think, or a lot of people were covered in terms of their insurance. And I was having a conversation with Danny Jaffe. He's head of legal at Hollard Insure. Danny, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, Howard. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to your listeners.
So you and I were having this conversation about it, and you started explaining to me how SASRIA works. For those who don't know, what is SASRIA?
All right. So just to give a bit of background, all insurance policies that you take out with the private sector insurers doesn't cover you for riot and strike and political violence. That's the, specifically in the 1980s, obviously, when things became quite hectic in South Africa, or the 70s, you know, it became an impossible risk for insurers to cover. So the government started a government-owned insurer called SASRIA, which effectively would cover that risk in South Africa. It doesn't cover it out of South Africa, but in South Africa, all politically related violence, public disorder, civil commotion, that would be covered by them 100%. Right. So at least you don't have that gap in cover, or it doesn't fall between the cracks, that if you have looting or political violence, you're covered.
Right. So if my wife takes all of my plates and smashes them on the floor while screaming, "How dare you vote for the ANC," that's political violence, right?
Civil commotion really has to threaten the stability of the country, but maybe with your wife, they will do.
Okay. So we're talking about, and of course, the riots that we saw in July fall perfectly into this category, SASRIA.
100%. I mean, just as a bit of background, I don't know if you know that this is the biggest riot claim in history anywhere in the world. I mean, we're talking riots, the BLM riots in America. We're talking literally now where we are, you know, it's billions and billions of rands. We're talking, this has literally been now quantified as the biggest riot claim anywhere in the world in history.
I find it so difficult to believe that Look, we're overachievers. You know, in such a short time, we managed to beat a world record.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've driven through KwaZulu-Natal.
No, I haven't.
I mean, if you drive through some of those areas recently, it literally looked like a war zone. Every factory, every warehouse, every truck had just been burnt out. It was quite horrific to see straight after the event.
Unbelievable. So what was the quantum of this type of the claim?
So we're talking, I mean, I can't give the full figures because that's SASRIA's to give, right, but we're talking in excess of 20 billion at the moment.
Wow. Okay. So government.
You know, and that's just the insured losses, Howard. I'm talking about the insured losses.
That is unbelievable. So that, but that amount of money, if it's clearly proven to be a politically motivated damage, that now gets paid out to whoever has suffered the loss.
That's right. And I mean, it's actually an amazing story for South Africa. I know living in a time now with the power issues and the right issues, but this is a real good news story. I mean, as, you know, we spoke to Sasria literally the next day because of our clients were so badly affected, and they never once said, "We're going to legal opinion, we're looking at the fine print." They came out straight away. They said, "This is covered. Any event that happened in that 10 days in KwaZulu-Natal or in the areas in Gauteng that were affected, we're standing up now. We're going to pay it. You know, it's only the quantum that's going to really be that's going to be looked at." It was an amazing response, I thought. You know, a lot of the private sector insurers don't always respond like that straight away. And yes, they said you're covered. Effectively, as long as you had material damage to your property, the looting that was associated, that could all be covered. You know, basically, as long as you had the cover, as long as your insurer took out the cover for you, then you would be covered.
So, and of course, the great news about that is that money goes straight back into the economy. It's almost like 20 billion rand, assuming that that's the number, whatever it is, goes back into people's pockets, which is hopefully used for rebuilding of infrastructure, and that goes back into the economy.
100%. In fact, what between us and SASRIA, they actually gave us a mandate to do the smaller claims on their behalf, of course, to create and unlock capacity. And we agreed that where at all feasible, we weren't even going to allow sort of cash in lieu payments, you know, where we just pay cash. For some people, whose whole businesses had been destroyed, just said, let me take the money and go. And we said, was, no, you know.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah. You know, we have a choice to, as an insurer, to say you have to reinstate. So if it's a building which has been really destroyed, we're forcing them to reinstate and rebuild, which is creating massive amounts of employment in the contracting and the construction industry. And it's rebuilding, as you say, it's creating jobs, and it's literally rebuilding business in front of our eyes, you know, courtesy of this massive insurance claim.
So that's incredible, because when I was thinking about it, I thought the one worry is exactly what you're saying, is that somebody loses a factory or a warehouse and they say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. Give me the money and I'm going to go and live on a farm somewhere.
100%. And then you just have these burnt out shells, really. It'll be terrible. But now you're going to have brand new buildings. A lot of the buildings were old. You know, you got brand new, and plus all the jobs and the employment that it's going to create on the back of it. Plus the construction industry is going to boom. There's an amazing sort of scope here, on the back of this. I mean, obviously it's a tragedy, but on the back of the tragedy, you must try and come up with something positive.
Right. But the knock on is actually very positive when you see 20 billion rand plus coming back into the economy, and that it is being used to rebuild. It means that jobs are created. It means construction industry starts to work again. And the knock on effect there is tremendous, because the minute people have work, then they are able to start spending money, buying things. It helps the stores. It helps every sector of the economy. It starts to employ people when they needed to help rebuild.
100%. I mean, specifically, it's not my area of expertise, but a lot of the underlying reason for these riots probably were jobless, poor economy, people very poor. Now you're giving these communities an opportunity to get employment quickly. You know, and I think that can only uplift the communities
if that will happen. Danny, Barry is asking cynically but not unreasonably, does the money have to pass through government hands? In other words, being a little nervous as we are around what has happened in the past, is the money going to reach the recipients, is the question.
Yeah, so I can give absolute assurance there. It's a separate legal entity, Sajid. It might be owned by the government and it's funded by the government when it needs the money, but it's got its own reinsurance agreement, so it's properly reinsured. It's got its own solvency that it maintains. So it doesn't literally go into the government hands at all. So we, as the insurers, in fact, have a very large claims mandate on their behalf when this happened, because the capacity just wasn't there. So they actually gave us large claims mandates and gave us floats effectively to pay the claims out of. So the money is definitely, I can tell you now that, you know, our clients have, you know, within those mandates have almost all been paid. We've literally stabilized the situation to a very large degree. So I can give a personal assurance that these claims are being paid.
Absolutely incredible. This really is a phenomenal story that came out of a story that was absolutely horrific. Danny Joffe, head of legal at Hollard Insure.
Can I just add one more thing?
Yes, of course.
Sorry.
Of course.
Is that even, I work on a think tank now with two government employees that the South African Insurance Association were asked to join with them. See what we can even do now for the uninsured businesses, because government is worried, obviously, that the majority, unfortunately, of our businesses still remain uninsured.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a real strong understanding on their part of how these claims should be dealt with. They've asked us and reached out to us for claims advice. And there've been real strong, competent people on these committees with a real, you know, art to try and help you. So I was really amazed at that.
That is incredible. I'm glad that you fitted that in, because, you know, when government is trying to assist businesses that weren't insured and creating a think tank around that, that also says something really, really positive.
Yeah, and the people on the committees are really strong business people. It's really good to see.
That is great. Danny Joffe, head of legal, Hollard Insure, talking about the Sasria payments. I think it's a great story. What do you think? 34519 or 061-895-1019. It's 8:43. Good morning.